Is Chazor Zeich and Nishmach Echaz Hashag Rav Yehudim Zeches Chulun Daf Tzadik Vav. Zok the Mishnah. One who removes the Gid Anashim must remove it entirely. He has to dig deep into the meat to pull it all out. Rav Yehuda says you only have to remove enough to fulfill the mitzvah of removal, meaning the part above the meat, not the part in the meat. Mishnah continues. If one eats a kezayit of Gid Anashim, he's chayiv malchus. If he ate the entire Gid Anashim but it was less than a kezayit, he's chayiv malchus. If he eats a kezayit of the Gid Anashim of the right side of the animal and a kezayit of the Gid Anashim of the left side of the animal, he's chayiv two sets of malchus. Rav Yehuda says he's only chayiv one set of malchus. Zokta Gemara Bar Piyule was removing a Gid Anashim in front of Shmuel and he was cutting it out to be smooth with the meat, meaning he was not digging into the meat to take out the stuff that had to be dug into. Shmuel told him, dig deeper into the meat. Had I not seen you, you'd be feeding me something that's usur. Bar Piyule became afraid and dropped the knife. Shmuel told him, there's no need to be afraid. You were taught according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not that you were taught wrong. Rav Sheshu said what Bar Piyule removed was the part of the Gid Anashim that's also deraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, this suggests that he left in the part that's also derabbanan according to Rabbi Yehuda. If so, whose view was he following by leaving it in? If more rather, Rav Sheshu meant that what Bar Piyule removed was the part of the Gid Anashim that's also deraisa, and what he left in was the part that's also derabbanan according to Rabbi Meir and totally mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah said, "Oichel migid hanasha v'chulu." Shmuel said, "Deraisa only the part of the gid hanasha that's on the spoon of the thigh is aser." Like the pasuk says, "Al kaf hayorich." Papa said, "This is actually a machloikas among Tanoim." Bryce said, "If someone ate an entire gid hanasha but it's less than a kezayis, he's chayiv malchus." Yehuda says he's not chayiv unless it's a kezayis. The reason of the rabbanon is that the gid hanasha is considered to be a beria. The reason of Yehuda is that he says that the pasuk forbids eating the gid hanasha. Eating means kezayis. The Rabbanon say that the reference to eating teaches that if a Gid Anashim has four or five kezayis and a person eats one kezayis, he's chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says we know this from a pasuk that makes one chayiv even for eating the part that's on the spoon, al kafa yarech, even if it's less than the entire Gid Anashim. The Rabbanon say that the pasuk of al kafa yarech is needed for the drasha of Shmuel, like we learned before. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that because he says that ha yarech teaches the gid of the entire thigh is aser. The Rabbanon say that ha yarech teaches that the gid that's aser is the one that goes across the entire thigh, which is the inner gid, and comes to exclude the outer gid. However, even that one is only usher by the part that is on the spoon, meaning al kaf hayarech of the thigh. In fact, the word kaf is needed to teach that there's no isser of gid anasha of a bird because it doesn't have a kaf. And Mar says the word kaf is written twice. Both drushes therefore could be made. Zok the next Mishnah. If a thigh was cooked with the gid anasha in it, if the ratio of the Gid Anashim to the meat of the thigh is such that the Gid Anashim imparts flavor into the meat is aser. How do we measure this? Like meat and turnips, meaning we view the Gid as if it were meat and the thigh meat as if it were turnips. And if the meat that size would impart a flavor in that amount of turnips, the meat is aser. Mishnah continues, if the Gid Anashim was cooked together with other mutter Gidim, if the Gid Anashim is recognizable and he removes it, the other Gidim are only aser if the Gid Anashim imparts flavor into them. If he can't recognize which one is the Gid Anashim, they all become aser. In either case, the gravy is only aser if the Gid Anashim imparts flavor into it. Mishnah ends off like this. The same would be for a piece of nevela that was cooked, let's say, with other pieces of kosher meat. And the same would be for a piece of non-kosher fish that was cooked with other pieces of kosher fish. If the aser piece is recognizable, it's removed, and the remaining pieces only become aser if the aser piece imparted flavor into them. If the aser piece is not recognizable, all the pieces are aser. In either case, the gravy only becomes aser if the aser piece imparts flavor into it.